The flight attendants call them white knuckle flyers. It's those passengers who are scared of flying and they hang on for dear life. Now, we've seen an occasional plane crash over the years, and it makes some people nervous about airplanes. We also know the statistical probabilities of a person being in a plane crash. They're pretty low. But fear doesn't always respond to statistics. When you're on a train, you usually don't think much or if at all about a crash. I mean, we know about plane crashes, but train crashes? But after a series of train derailings and accidents and collisions, well, the idea of a train crash suddenly becomes front page material. Of course, it's like flying. The likelihood of a crash is minimal, but still makes an impression when you see on the news the aftermath of two trains colliding. There's been discussion of one possible cause in crashes like these. They call it engineer fatigue. Someone suggested that some engineers run their shifts so close together that they don't have adequate time to rest. So some accidents might be caused in part by someone literally being sleepy or even falling asleep on the job. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about a sleep at the throttle. Now, our word for today from the Word of God comes from 1 Peter 5:8, and it is an important warning. Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him. Now, you've got a vicious spiritual enemy. He's a lion who's looking for a chance to devour you. It's interesting how God describes one way to stay out of the lion's jaws. He says, be alert. In other words, you've got to know what's going on. Now, that makes me think of those engineers who may make mistakes, even fatal mistakes, just because they're tired. Running a light they should never run. Going faster than they should ever go. You see, trying to keep running without adequate rest is asking for an accident in your life. I'm convinced that the devil exploits fatigue to get us to make mistakes we would never make any other way. When you're exhausted, you tend to make bad judgments, to speak reckless words, to hurt people, to be morally vulnerable. You're really tired, so you cut corners, you make compromises, you crank it out instead of following God's direction. And seasons of exhaustion are usually seasons when your time with Jesus and His book get pushed to the edge, which leads to spiritual coldness and a very dangerous indifference. When you run your shifts too close together without adequate rest, you're literally giving the devil a foothold. You're giving him an unlocked door or window through which the eternal thief can get into your feelings or your relationships, into your judgment, and God says, be alert. I'm convinced that many a man, many a woman, has ended up doing things they never dreamed they would do because fatigue made them vulnerable. That's why it's a spiritual responsibility to get that day off, to turn off the TV, to turn off the lights in your office, to get to bed, to go away for a break, to get your perspective back again, to plan for rest like you plan for work. God set up the Sabbath principle to let us know that stopping to rest is a commandment. It's part of our created order. Look, you're running full throttle. And you're tired. Whatever it takes, find a way to get some rest. Too many great people have crashed because they just fell asleep at the switch.
Thanks, Ron, for that encouragement. Today's reminder on A Word With You. These life-changing visits by radio are also offered in script form. You can use these A Word With You scripts in your own personal ministry by forwarding them to people you know who are in need of spiritual encouragement. These scripts can also be used to present life's most important relationship with Jesus to people in your life who don't know Him. These daily scripts can be accessed by visiting our website, hutchcraft.com. You can also sign up to receive each day's script by email. It's all found at hutchcraft.com. A Word With You is a presentation of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries.